Well, how was that? Do you remember, like, how was it heated? The old house.
The house?
Yeah.
I would have to say,
did it have a fireplace?
Probably, no fireplace. Probably a gas wall furnace. Mm-hmm. It's just a guess.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you for sure how it was heated.
Well, like, in this house, how many rooms do you have?
Got 5 rooms in this house.
What rooms? What are they?
It's the den, family room, the kitchen, 3 bedrooms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No room you call the living room in this house.
I don't want a living room, a formal living room. That's that's my living room.
Yeah, right.
My family den, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was curious about. The rooms that, like when you were younger, the room that people would always keep, kind of nice for when company came. Did they call that the living room?
Right, the living room.
That's what you'd always
heard
that.
Right.
That.
For a long time around here, you never heard of a den, you know. There was a living room and a dining room, and that was it. But I think people more or less wanted a room that they didn't have to keep nice, you know, and they could live in themselves.
Yeah, right.
And now I think most of the houses around here are going with a den and not a formal living room. Or if it is a formal living room, it's a very small one that they don't have to keep up.
Well, when you got a house that has a fireplace, what do you call the open area in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
And the smoke goes out through
a chimney.
And in the fireplace, those metal things that you lay the wood on,
Well, I've heard them called several things. I usually call them just the grate.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it was something that you've heard called. Man
irons.
Mm-hmm.
I call them man irons a lot. It depends on the way they're made.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
yeah.
I call them man iron or a grate.
Right. They're made a little different.
Right. If it's a grate, it's got several bars running across a crossbar.
Yeah.
And if it's just the two crossbars down there and they're two individual pieces, I call them man iron.
Mm-hmm.
And, old firewood blocks or anything, like I've heard them called a number of things, but anti-iron and a fireplace grate are probably the two that I've heard most common.
Have you ever heard anything called fire dogs?
No.
Now on a fireplace, that sort of a shelf up on the top of the fireplace is called a
mantle.
And do you know a name for a great big piece of wood that you can put in your fireplace and keep it burning like for several?
You're not talking about the backlog, are you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. That's not exactly what I was talking about. And what do you call a little, like, small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
And, the stuff you have to clean out of a fireplace, you call that?
The ash.
And the black stuff that gets in the chimney, you call?
Soot.
And I'm sitting in a
chair.
And, what we were sitting on in your den, the big
couch.
Have you ever heard?
Couch, sofa, davenport.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. Some of the different names
right.
that you've heard people call it.
Right.
Here. And in a bedroom, the piece of furniture that has drawers in it that you put things.
I usually refer to it as a dresser now. It's
mm-hmm.
chest of drawers, and I've heard one name, and I can't think of the name. gosh, it slips me now, but when somebody said that, I thought it was the funniest name. I'd never heard anybody call it whatever it was they called it.
Yeah.
I can't think of it now.
And the tables and chairs and the couch and all that together, you call those things your...
I call them a... suit.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't match, but I mean just the different things throughout the house that sits in the house, you refer to that as
furniture.
Yeah.